We take a look at what Michael Jones has been watching. In with movie reviews, he is with us now. Morning, Michael.
Good morning. I'm going to talk about a film which I saw at night and then had a very poor sleep afterwards.
Oh, good.
It was a very disturbed sleep, actually. It was a film called The Australian Dream.
I have heard of this.
This one is a film that's directed by Daniel Gordon, who's done a lot of documentaries, including Don't Look Down, the one about Richard Branson wanting to go into space and stuff like that. But The Australian Dream features Stan Grant and Adam Goods, and it's written by Stan Grant as well. Now, The Australian Dream, it makes a great companion piece to The Final Quarter, which was a film that screened at the Sydney Film Festival and on Channel 10 originally last month. Now, whilst The Final Quarter, which wasn't directed by Daniel Gordon, by the way, whilst The Final Quarter focused on media coverage of the Adam Goods booing saga, The Australian Dream goes much further by putting the booing into a more of a historical and social context. First of all, the film focuses on Adam Goods' life and career leading up to the whole booing disgrace, and also then, of course, how he felt during that highly traumatic period, which eventually led to him walking away from AFL, and also, of course, how he's doing now. And this is done via interviews with the man himself, and there are other people featured in interviews during the film too, unlike The Final Quarter, which simply focused on media that was already out there, I guess. Now, the film is also an extension of Stan Grant's speech at the IQ2 racism debate from 2016, where he argued that The Australian Dream is actually a flawed one. You know, Indigenous people still aren't recognised by the Australian Constitution. He pointed this out. And the dream is actually based on 231 years of dispossession and overt and covert or more casual racism. Grant sees Adam Goods as the angry Aborigine, the one who dares to speak out and, of course, ends up being booed, trolled and harassed into silence by the mob for not playing along and just being a good bloke. Now, the mob actually do get some representation in this film. They get interviewed. Eddie McGuire, I guess, he represents casual racism. And then there's Andrew Bolt representing covert racism. Now, whilst McGuire comes across as kind of well-meaning and almost apologetic at times, there is a gotcha moment towards the end of the film which sees him scrambling to remove both feet from his mouth.
Of course.
But while you can actually see a glimmer of a light bulb go on behind McGuire's eyes during this gotcha moment, the same can't be said for Andrew Bolt, who manages to turn Adam Goods, with every question, into a villain for actually daring to speak out. And I guess as long as attitudes like that are given media time, plenty of white Australians will continue just to not get it.
Yes, colour me shocked.
Yes. Now watching McGuire is very uncomfortable viewing, as it forces, you know, non-Indigenous viewers to confront their own attitudes and prejudices, and perhaps the attitudes and prejudices of others they just let slide rather than calling them out. It does make you squirm. And you might want to spend some time in the Room of Mirrors after watching this film. But also just as confronting, of course, are the experiences of racism described by some well-known Indigenous Australians who were interviewed for this documentary, as well as Adam Goods and Stan Grant. There's Nikki Winmar and Gilbert McAdam, two Indigenous AFL players, Nova Paris, and Linda Burney is also featured as well. In some cases, the racism they talk about that they experience, the perpetrators had to have it explained to them that what they were saying was actually racist.
They were that ignorant about it.
Apparently they were that ignorant about it. Hell, it was the 1990s. Apparently that was a much simpler time.
Oh, of course. Got it.
Anyway, The Australian Dream, it does a really good job of making viewers get extremely uncomfortable about their white privilege and think about racism, first of all, through the prism of the experience of a sporting hero, and then obviously expands into something much more complex. Maybe a bit too complex for 105 minutes, but maybe The Australian Dream can help kickstart a very important Australian conversation.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.